Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're really blessed to be with you tonight. We're broadcasting from beautiful Waikiki, and a lot is happening. A real lot is happening on the internet, particularly. There is some fascinating issues that are evolving out of this Truat situation with the COINTELPRO operators being exposed royally as they have been. We in i528tunes.com, the radio station 528radio.com, was hacked. And 528 Radio is off the air right now. Well, we're looking at all this as why.
And my website was hacked.
Oh, yeah. Sherry's website was hacked very badly, too. Question becomes, why is it that people don't like 528 hertz frequency and don't want people to listen to the music that could set them free? We'll be talking about that and many other things tonight on the Insight Hour. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
You've been dealing with a few individuals such as Barbara Hartwell, I think, tonight, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, she's been, like, dealing with these COINTELPRO agents for many, many years. She used to be with the CIA.
Yeah, and what was the – tell everybody out there who's listening what the objective was of the psychological operation that she and others were involved in. The concept of Barbara being involved as a CIA operative to do what?
Well, basically to control the dissidents, you know, to go and go after the whistleblowers and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they basically that's what the COINTELPRO operators are meant to do is they have to go in and stop anybody who's basically coming against the government. But in her case, she was actually working on the side of the Patriots and really on the side of all the people against the government. So there's two sides of the COINTELPRO coin. I mean, there's people that actually are for the government. There's people that are against the government.
Yeah, so it's a big mix mash in this whole operation of confusing people. This whole concept of who do you believe? You don't know what to believe. Information is flying from all directions. And it's really interesting how those who have been deceiving us and everyone else are exposing themselves in what appears to be an all-out assault to contain the damage that we've been doing and the exposés that we've been operating on.
Well, I just want to let everybody know, so then, you know, Barbara really, I mean, saw the evil in there. She got out of the CIA. And then when she got out, that's when she started getting attacked by the same group of COINTELPRO agents that are attacking us now. There was different people within there that there was part of it was called the containment.
It's a containment operation because of the damage control that has been inflicted. When you blow somebody's cover, they get compromised. And then their bosses don't like that very much. So their bosses breathe down their necks and say, what the hell are you stupid idiots doing down there, exposing yourselves to stupid emails like this and then making absolutely outrageous claims and lies, all in an effort to preach this Jewish hate business that you guys are operating on. Well, what the hell they're up to is this all-out damage control. In the process, they're making a tremendous number of stupid mistakes that are easily going to be blown out as what they are, but
well,
frauds.
A good example of this containment operation is, like as Barbara explained it, was that they'll call, and this has happened to us frequently. They'll contact you, people will contact you, they'll befriend you, and then they'll try to convince you that you should really make peace with these people, that, you know, it's better off that way.
Well, wait a second. Who would make such a claim like that?
Well, we've had that claim made to us today.
Yeah, by who?
By a well-known radio personality who doesn't want to cop to some emails that he sent us because now he's taking the heat from the COINTELPRO.
Well, I think that it's appropriate to let the people know what it is that's going on. I know that you're concerned about it, and I know that I'm concerned about it. Why would this celebrity talk show host suddenly renege on an email that he sent? That's the question.
Well, why also would he, somebody who you considered to be your friend for years, which he was, and you even gave him an award at a ceremony, why would this person who you've done these things, who you've always, you know, been there for, who's, you know, who you contributed to some great works of his, and he's contributed to some of yours. You've been, you known each other for so long. Why would he all of a sudden, when we got it started getting attacked by this group of COINTELPRO agents, why would he suddenly say, I can't go there, I'm not going to be a part of this, after he, you know, he didn't have a problem exposing Big Pharma, or the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, none of them. He had a problem exposing this group of agents.
Yes. Folks, we're talking about Jeff Renz. Actually, moments before this broadcast tonight, I received some very disturbing information about the allegation that I concocted a Jeff Renz email to me. Now, that's a good one. That's got a classic one. That Truot, this complete fraud who doesn't have a doctorate that's at all legitimate, and he's making all these incredible
claims. He's claiming that he has a PhD. That's
claiming
why
he has a PhD,
that.
But yeah. Also I understand from some people he's falsely claimed to be a naturopathic doctor, too. So the question, though, and folks, this is the effort. I mean, you heard me say a couple of weeks ago that I wasn't really interested in dealing with this type of sewer where the minds of supposed men go down so deep in raunch and ridiculous claims that, frankly, I think we've got too much important work to do on the planet with 528 frequency, with the 528 love revolution, with the whole concept that the planet is vibrating basically fundamentally in love in 528 hertz frequency. I know that seems like a strange claim to those of you who haven't examined all the evidence, but you got to take a look simply at this. There are 5,280 feet in a measured mile because of 528. In fact, you wouldn't have circles without 528. It's fundamental to the sacred geometry of arches and circles. You wouldn't have snowflakes shaped in six-sided hexagonal rings if it wasn't for 528. You wouldn't have the center of the rainbow and all the botanical world vibrating in greenish yellow if it wasn't for 528, both the nanometers and the frequency of the sun, the sound by NASA scientists have determined that 528 is the fundamental frequency based on a comparison of what NASA published and a series of tests done by independent investigators using a 528 tuning fork. Now, why? You tell me, folks, why would suddenly that become an enemy of state? Why would that be hacked? Why would that website, Divine, that transposes music into this divine frequency where spontaneous healings result, why would that suddenly be attacked days after we exposed the truth about the COINTELPRO operators?
My website was
starting
really
with
attacked.
Starting with Ted Gunderson, Timothy Patrick White, who's out of the country, we understand now, because he comes to this country, he's going to be put in jail. These are gangsters, these are criminals, and most importantly, they are American terrorists. Make no mistake about it. No mistake. The reality is these guys operate to induce fear, to divide we the people, to confuse us. And they issue all sorts of propaganda, including this whole concept of the Zionists being the sole exclusive enemies of every loving person on this planet. That is the insane, absolutely simplistic,
well, they just
dumb.
They don't just
theory.
Claim the Zionists. They claim that it's all Jews, really. I mean, they wrap it up in a Zionist
well,
package.
Well, they wrap it up in a Zionist package, but it's Jewish hate. It's neo-Nazism, basically, and it links via Truot's alleged hacker, which, interestingly enough, supports virtually everything that Truot has been writing about his orientation towards anti-Jewish people.
Well, they believe
to Jewish people.
They believe in the Willis Carto theology.
The Willis Carto,
American
Free Law. So this is basically what's interesting, though, is the level of psychosis that these folks, they know they're lying. Now think about this, folks. These folks actually are doing what they're doing, knowing quite frankly that they are lying. Now, how can you reconcile that? Only one way, and it's brilliant. The FBI has the understanding advanced by Douglas and Ressler from Quantico, Virginia, the leading behavioral science lab for the FBI, and they published, and I used, back in 1990 with the investigation of the Florida dentist David Acker for serial slayings of patients in the dental office, that I was the top investigator in the United States on that case. And I fell into a government cover-up. That's where I began my career, exposing the government being a whistleblower. But back then, what I used to solve the mystery of that case, subsequently being blacklisted for telling the truth in the case against CDC officials that were covering up the truth.
Blacklisted from the
blacklisted from the whole profession of dentistry, of continuing professional education, of being able to speak authoritatively. I had been previously on the lecture circuit training 30,000 healthcare professionals over about 3 years with the Henry Schein Company in sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection. I used to routinely recommend vaccinations until I woke up from the death of my mother. But the back then, when I was involved in dentistry, I fell into this case because I was working for the top company in the field. And the truth was that they covered up, and I used the Ressler Douglas behavioral science motivation model for sexual homicide, because all serial killers and all criminals that on the level that we're dealing with here, that these terrorists, these anti-Jewish people who have such hideous hate and ideology that they could knowingly alter documents, frame people, engage in assassinations. There's only one explanation for that, folks. And the FBI has that explanation, and here it is. That when you are assaulted and abused as a child, and you are so hideously traumatized and sexually abused in most cases, you then have your neurology switched. What brings a normal person pleasure brings them pain. What brings them pain and pleasure brings us pain. This is, it's all switched. So this reality that we're having to deal with is that this is literally the spiritual warfare. You can understand what Christ meant when he said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." They're engaged in a cult in which they grow up abusing children. That's where this whole connection to the child trafficking network via Michael Aquino, the Church of Set director, well as Gunderson, covering up in the Franklin double cover-up. This is where it stems from. These people are actually switched in their neurology. They can definitely and easily celebrate killing people, maiming people, libeling people, enslaving people, and then covering up for the Illuminati, virtually, what's happening here to we the people. But all a state of confusion, largely because of this COINTELPRO.
So basically what you're saying is, but we're dealing with a group of thugs, a low-level group of thugs, but even on the highest levels of the elite, they're engaging in the same thing. That's why they can do what they can do. That's why they can engage in genocide and depopulation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really, there's like a no conscience thing going on.
Because they're switched. Their neurology is traumatized during early childhood. The FBI's motivational model for sexual homicide explains organized serial killers and involving also mass murderers in some cases. Like we have the Lautner slayings the other month. Back in January, linked here via Truot's hacking associate. His name is, what's his name again? What was that guy's name? There's so many guys. The guy in Northern Idaho. Is it David?
David Maine.
David Maine. So, the fact is that these guys engage in the operations that they do because they are literally gone. They're fried. Their brains are fried, whether it happened via drugs or some injection that they received when they joined the FBI or CIA or got engaged in these various cults that represent the Church of Satan and hate, what it must do to their hearts. And that's the sick, sad situation, because they can't win. They're too stupid to realize they can't win, because the entire universe is moving into love. The entire universe is done with the old paradigm. That's why it's all falling apart. That's why virtually everybody's afraid that God knows what's going to happen December 21st, 2012. The reality is, it's again, think about it from a spiritual perspective. If we're dealing exactly what it says that we're dealing with in the Bible, that is the synagogue of Satan, And if these guys who are hating Jews are actually paid by Jews to hate Jews, then you got something that you really better look at, such as self-loathing to the extent that you're switched. You hate yourself instead of love yourself. You hate others if they've got black skin or they're a Muslim or they're a Jew. You're a complete Looney Tune racist that is gonzo, involved in a mental disturbance reflecting a gross criminal cult, literally the Church of Satan's cult.
You know,
and so that the reality is, how do you get out of that, man? These guys need more than therapy.
But a good example is Bill Gates. Do we talk about Bill and Melinda Gates?
Yeah, that's the point. Good point, Ray. Tell them.
Well, Bill and Melinda Gates are at the head of advancing genocide through vaccinations, and they're not Jewish at all.
Yeah, neither one is Jewish. So where does it come? Where are all those wonderful CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO operators that are advancing the Zionist, anti-Jew, Jew world order propaganda? Where is their rationale for making the claim that these Zionists actually control Bill Gates, and Gates knowingly is administering the number one genocidal weapon, the most greatest depopulation? 900 million people are on their way to be taken out by vaccinations, according to the own analysis advanced by Bill Gates at the TED conference. You can go on YouTube and watch it. We have it in the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. So the reality is, they know depopulation comes primarily, largely from intoxication, which you could administer only one way to get it into your blood. This is about the bloodlines, isn't it? You inject it, the poisons in it. And so these guys know damn well what the score is here. And Bill and Melinda Gates and the Gates Foundation are not Jewish entities or persons. So the reality is, this is a bunch of hogwash, and that all they've been doing all along is being American terrorists. On our soil, they foment unrest and hate. It's because of them largely that people have hateful, anti-Jewish, and very possibly linked intimately to the Loeffler massacre in January this year in Tucson. 20 people were shot by this madman who claimed to be anti-government as well as engaged in mind control, MKUltra. That is the expertise, don't you know, of the so-called Dr. Truat.
Well, it's the division. It's the division of people that they're after. And the biggest and easiest division for these people is the sexist thing, dividing man from woman. And the second easiest thing for them is to really pull the Jewish people out and blame them for everything. And basically the scary part is, yeah, there are evil Jewish people out there, just as like there are evil other people
out
there.
Yeah, we can name many, yeah, such as Kissinger.
Yeah, there's evil Jewish. Nobody's saying that there isn't. What we are saying is that when they stereotype people and put them all in one box, the hatred just becomes as a big stereotype. It becomes putting all of the Jewish people into one box and blaming them for everything.
It becomes rationale for criminality.
Exactly.
And assaults and assassinations and murders.
And they set you up for that kind of stuff.
That's what they're doing. And what folks, you listening, the ones out there who have a heart and ears to hear this, is you've got to tell everybody that you know how the game plan operates. They confuse both sides. Again, think about it. The whole anti-Jewish agenda, this whole Zionist agenda, is paid and funded by people heavily engaged in the most hideous Jews who are involved at the highest level, such as the Kissingers of the world.
Yeah, there are Jews involved in promoting anti-Semitism.
That's not the solution.
Right.
That's not what's going to get us out of this mess, is developing hate for anyone. Literally, that was Yeshua's, that was Jesus's ministry and message. You love Creator, and you love your brothers and sisters. You don't engage in literally this hideous psychopathology that really represents the Church of Satan. It represents not you, if you are a loving person. And I can only submit based on all the evidence that I'm looking at that Truot and his friends are outputting that is just coming back at them. I mean, these guys are really engaged in this containment operation that is completely falling apart.
And, you know, while everybody's out there in the world looking at Al-Qaeda as the terrorists, we have the terrorists right here
in
our country.
America, right
here. And you know what? They're not the Muslims from the Middle East. These are your white American guys, mostly. That's what they say. They're all white guys, right? American guys that are engaged in these terrorist acts. I've had a list of, you know, the one page, the main page that they took off of my website is the page when I talked about the attacks against other journalists and activists, which is a page of different women that have been attacked by this group of people, and they actually went into my computer, they hacked my computer, and they've removed that page, not to create the page again. So excuse me if the page isn't up right now. I'm working on it, guys, but that's the thing. It's like that's what they do. And then they have nerve to put my link of that page on one of their websites,
but
the link doesn't
is.
Even work anymore.
You see, folks, again, it's a very important thing for you to realize is that they create not just this division and the deceptions. They create themselves as authorities. They create each other. They work in groups. They build each other up, and then they tear each other down, and they discredit themselves, you see. And so this is why, you know, if you have any intelligence at all, you can see right through it, and most people who do. But the fact of the matter is these guys represent a very minuscule percentage of the population. Their ideology is radical, right, beyond. And the fact of the matter is all of us, literally, because it's an entire COINTELPRO that the media is promoting and carrying through these created hosts and created experts that output the KKK Liberty Lobby line concerning the Jews. And it's a divisive process that they then discredit themselves. That's why when they send all this stuff out, it doesn't really matter so much. I mean, for somebody like me who can pick it apart easily, but ultimately for the general population that is clueless, all they're getting is additional information in sensory motor overload. They can't, you can't, people generally can't process the positive and negative, the thesis and the antithesis. The Hegelian dialectic, complete synthesis and confusion is served by what they do. When you understand, that's how deception and spiritual suppression and mental retardation occurs here in America today and globally, where these kinds of COINTELPRO operations are happening. This is how population control is really waged, where we the people go into a conspiracy of silence. We conspire to don't say this because you're afraid they'll come kill you. That's apparently what Jeff Rentz has bought into. That's why I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm giving Jeff, who is, as Sherry mentioned, a long-term friend of mine. I could always count on Jeff, he said. Anytime any story was breaking, I could pick up the phone and call Jeff, and I'd be on in a flash. He always promised. Well, when I came to him with this issue, Jeff Rentz disappeared off the radar screen as a friend who could support in any way the exposure of the COINTELPRO in America.
And the sad part is we have this woman, Barbara Hartwell, who's been attacked by these people for years, and nobody believed her. She's been blacklisted from getting on any kind of media radio shows to tell the truth. And it was a woman that was alone with no one out there but herself. And now, like, I'm telling you, God really loves her because she brought two people that have experienced the same things as her, that our eyes were open to the same group of people, and we can now, you know, we can now really ally with this person and help her get justice. Justice for not only her, but for the various people out there that these people have attacked. So
yes.
I thank God that this fell into our lap, that they have attacked the wrong people.
And Jenny Hatch, who is another brave hero out there.
Very beautiful, sweet girl. You know,
being attacked.
And she's just an amazing person. She had an activist. We met her at an activist rally.
A vaccination awareness protest meeting.
in Denver. And now she's being attacked by Timothy Patrick White, who is the barking dog for Truat. And apparently he's been following her all over town because he's also from Denver, Colorado. This is his MO. This is what he does.
And it's not just Jenny, it's not just Barbara, there's many others that are also lining up.
There's a woman, a journalist named Janet Phelan, who was stalked by Timothy Patrick White. Also, she was almost murdered by Ted Gunderson. I have that up on my website.
So they say the same old, they do it over and over. They've been doing this for a decade, solidly. And it's all part of this whole cover-up operation that's obscuring the view of the real child trafficking, sex slavery, Church of Satan operations that engage these children to be abused, and these agent provocateurs were themselves. According to all of the behavioral science research that I've done, there's only one explanation that could explain, as I mentioned, their capacity to do evil, their capacity to be criminals. They are, as they claim, at war. To them, we are the enemy. To them, they will do everything except love. They won't do that. They run from that, and they run from the truth at the same time, because the truth in this case is about to hit them in the head. It's called 528 Love Revolution, and they will not stand in its way because it's already happening globally. Musicians worldwide are picking it up, celebrating it. You know, folks, I've been typically, as Sherry has also been, about 10 to 15 years ahead of my time, my entire life, my entire career professionally. I was always thinking about 10 years to 15 years in advance. I attended the first holistic health meeting in the United States in New York in 1972. That was about solidly 10 to 15 years before anybody was embracing holistic health. I'm getting old. I got the gray hair to prove it. The reality is, though, that this is what they are also blocking, is this concept that we could use 528 hertz frequency, a natural remedy, to completely free humanity from the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel and the energy industrialists as well. Because when you understand 528, you understand how the universe is constructed, and then you understand, as a creator, as a powerful co-creator, you can choose to recreate this planet and yourselves in health, happiness, complete prosperity in all ways, living in harmony with divinity. That's righteousness. That's right standing fully in this kingdom of heaven that can manifest miracles by your loving, heartfelt faith and will. Prayer is the key, along with faith. Those two things come. The power of it comes from your heart. At the heart of your heart is 528 hertz frequency. If you tune a radio station to 1/10th of a digit, 1/10th of a hertz off of your clear channel broadcast, you get static and sick if you listen to it long enough. If you turn back to the clear channel, suddenly you get the full measure, the glory and the power of the broadcast, in this case, of God's love. That's what we're doing now. It's happening globally. The whole movement of the cosmos is directed in support of people's hearts opening, and the 528 Love Revolution being administered by musicians and vocalists who retune their instruments and voices. It's happening worldwide now. That's why they attacked 528records.com and i528tunes.com, the music transposition software that people are using all over the world now. They got to take it out, and they're not going to be successful no matter how many times they try and actually accomplish something, because it's all set in stone. It's moving, and they can't stop the love revolution.
If you want to see our latest YouTube clips, you can go to Dr. Len Horowitz's channel on YouTube. It's also under Healthy World News. Basically, we have the latest postings of the conspiracy conference that we did. I posted them up on our Facebook pages as well. So, and I'm also going to be putting them on my website.
Yeah, give them your website, Sherry, so that they know where it is.
It's not on my website yet. My website is sherrykane.com. I do have it up on our YouTube channels, which is the Dr. Leonard Horowitz's channel on YouTube. If you need the link to it, you can email me at sherrykane@gmail.com. That's SHERRYKANE @gmail.com, and I'll send you the link to our YouTube channel if you can't find it. But it's the latest on the conspiracy conference that we attended.
There are three new 15-minute videos up on that channel, and we'll be also be putting it up on the 528tv.net.
You're working on a fourth one now, right?
We're working on several others that they'll be coming out in the next week, I pray. And so long as everything goes well, I'm also working on the affiliate program. Those of you who know healthyworldstore.com and have been supporting us by buying all the wonderful products that we endorse and or help create, there's healthyworldstore.com has an affiliate program. And I'm working to develop level one training program for that right now so that we have ultimately the goal of having three level trainings dealing with enabling our ambassadors to be great health counselors and then utilize all the different and wonderful products in the healthyworldaffiliates.com website that they'll be partnered with us in. And again, to get engaged in that, all you have to do, sign up for free at healthyworldaffiliates.com, healthyworldaffiliates.com, and that will then make you a partner with us. And you'll get your own website, and we're going to have – there's already up beautiful training videos as to the basics about what the products are. But I'm going into an in-depth series of programs, educational programs right now that I pray those of you listening will get and participate with us. And level one is basic anatomy, physiology, and metabolism of the – human being, so that you know really what's going on in a body and that how those products can be particularly helpful. That's level one training. Level two and three are right now on the drawing board, but I'm praying that I'll have enough time to get to them. Level two deals with the kind of issues that we're dealing with Truott and Company, this whole concept of psychosocial behavior and human development, healthy human development, and choices being made consistent or inconsistently with how your heart in love would normally operate. So this whole concept of psychosociology and the motivational models, not only the ones that I discussed by Ressler and Douglas at the FBI, that tells us and teaches us how psychopathology and neuroses and issues in your own personal life, folks, that, for example, recur. If you have recurring patterns in your life, that is, you are self-destructive in a particular way and you haven't quite purged them yet completely to your satisfaction, then this is the kind of understanding that level two training will bring. What are the various therapeutic options? My favorite, quite frankly, and simplest, are Bach flower remedies. Those are wonderful. Now, we don't sell those in Healthy World Store. We probably should. We just have enough products. We have about 200 products in Healthy World Store right now. There's an entire water store, fabulous water store. It's like a one-stop shop for everything with regard to purifying and helping you have the best water is on Healthy World Store. There's also the 528 section of the website that I think is really something that you'll enjoy. And we're actually, Sherry, I think you might want to mention it. There's a 528 mall that's actually starting now. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be launching a new mall. It's going to have all products that are 528 related. So,
yeah. So anyway, that's level two training deals with this whole concept of how psychology and behavior, in fact, including social behavior, social engineering, and that's what we've been talking about in the first part of the show is social engineering through propaganda and mass media mind manipulation. This, again, includes the internet, and so what you read over the internet or who you listen to on radio, such as even BBS, you have to use some major discernment, and then basically that program will help you to fully understand the psychological workings of a human being. And then the last and my favorite level training program to administer, and then in this case record, is this whole concept of the musical mathematics and the energetics that are going to free humanity from the slavery of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, from the military medical industrialists that have been literally controlling the bankers, the banks, and people call them banksters. This is where now we have, with 528 revelations, with the perfect circle of sound, the fact we know that there's only 9 core creative frequencies to the universe, that God works miraculously through 9 pure tones, essentially, and then there's harmonics off of those. But those numbers, the musical mathematics, the light frequencies, the sound frequencies, it's all based on math. God's language is math, and if you know how to speak God's language using God's technology for creativity, it means that you're extremely empowered and you don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill. So this is what we now have. We have an opportunity to celebrate the passing of Big Pharma and the energy industrialists. And that's a prophecy. It's a forthcoming reality. It's a seed that is in your heart right now because you just heard me. And that ultimately you're going to share it and you're going to spread it. And the more 528 music you play, that frequency is going to go out, touching people's hearts, opening up their heart energy centers, called the chakra system in Oriental medicine. That greenish-yellow color will glow in their hearts, and that heart center is going to resonate. Joy, faith, love, and bravery. In fact, I say a prayer for Jeff Rentz tonight for being braver than he has been in being able to tell the full truth and nothing but the truth as a radio talk show personality and celebrity. Jeff, if you're listening, if you get this message, do the right thing. Tell the truth.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing like telling the truth. The truth is what will set us free. And the half-truth is not the full truth. So you can't tell a half-truth. You got to tell the full truth. And Dr. Horowitz and I, our work is all based on the truth. That's what we do.
Yeah, and it's documented. It's referenced. It's like right in front of your face.
It is. I mean, we don't, talk about stuff that we haven't researched.
Or constantly claim that I have anonymous sources.
Yeah, we give you reference points of where we get our information from. And it doesn't just come from one source. It's multiple sources. And it's coming to your own discernment. Great. It's spending hours of research. It's matching documents.
It's also so many of you out there that are listening that contact us and feed us very good intelligence. Some of it's not so good. And we can fairly rapidly, especially Sherry's very blessed and gifted in that way, to discern, what's on the level and what's not. So we've been very blessed by God and all of you folks out there listening. So thank you for your support. Also, by the way, everything that you purchase on healthyworldstore.com helps us sustain our ministry and these broadcasting privileges that we have.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody out there. If you haven't signed up as an affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's really simple, and you get discounts on the wonderful products. And there's videos up on there that if you need instructions on how the site works, you can watch the videos on there. It's just an amazing opportunity for anybody that isn't signed up. You can put a banner on your personal website and it'll link to your affiliate site. That's the best way to partner with us. You can also go to 528 Records, like Dr. Horowitz mentioned. If you're a musician, you can upload your music to 528 Records. You get 60% royalties on anyone that pays to donate for your
music. Oh, yes. And if you know any musicians out there, you can be their agents. Everybody that loves somebody's music, all you have to do is, let's say, buy a copy of their music and you pop it up and like buy a CD from them or go on iTunes, buy a favorite album, and then upload it, and then it gets transposed into the 528 frequency, which then becomes healing music or medicinal music, not just enjoyable listening music. So once you have that, you can make a CD and send it off in a master CD to the artist and have them then have a whole other opportunity to have their music be healing as well as simply enjoyable listening. What a wonderful opportunity for you to be able to agent that. And again, as I mentioned, every time somebody plays 528, it's like a pebble in a pond, moving that energy, that flow of love and righteousness, standing amazingly at the heart of the universe, vibrating in the same love, frequency, vibration as the greenish-yellow grass. The molecule chlorophyll is based on 528 harmonics and frequency. The structure of itself definitely involves 528. This is the brilliant work of Victor Showell. You can get that information at love528.com. There's a series of monographs on that website, love528.com. And click on where it says Pi, Phi, and 528. You'll realize, especially this summer, the book 528 is coming out, and the ebook, the edited ebook, is now up. For less than $10, you can download a copy if you have those readers, those iPads. They're wonderful. You can read the book of 528 on your iPad for less than $10. And that's greatly appreciated. Boy, I'll tell you something. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time selling real estate and make millions for the same amount of time we spend telling people about a $9 book. What do you think of that? People are in the wrong business, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we should join Truod and Company and become CIA COINTELPRO. They pay better than I'm sure what we're doing.
No, I would never do that.
No, you'd never do that. Anyway, folks, you know, if you've got any also questions to us, you can send those by email to tetra@tetrahedron.org. tetra@tetrahedron.org is the publishing company, and we are responding to some questions that we get. We get also questions about our health products. We get questions about 528. If you've got those, please email them to us, or if you want to get online with us, just give us a call at bbsradio.com.
Yep, we're waiting to take your phone calls. If you want to call into us, we'd love to hear from you, and we're excited to hear from you. Actually, we'd like to know who's listening out there. So give us some kind of a, you know, a nay or a yay or a holler.
You know, there's a lot of folks now that are doing this kind of thing. You know, they have in their hearts a desire to express their gifts and make a difference in the world, and I think that's now part of the, you know, challenge of being a talk show host on an internet radio network is because, you know, there's increasingly, dramatically increase in numbers of channels and shows that are operating all at the same time. You know, so it's an interesting concept. I'm concerned that it fits additionally into the realm of generating sensory motor overload. People are so mediated out. So many messages and choices for messaging are available.
That's where discernment comes in.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? I think the best discernment is to go out and touch base with nature, walk barefoot in the green grass in the morning with the dew, and there's nothing more healing that you can actually do. It's amazing. So that grounding, interestingly enough, we're in Hawaii. I mentioned that. We had a wonderful, by the way, we should probably review a little bit. We had a wonderful meeting this past weekend with the Kingdom of Hawaii folks. They had a convention, and what made me think of them is this concept that the ancient Hawaiians used to walk barefoot all around, having their connection to the aina, to the land, to the earth. And when they do, especially through the morning dew, it grounds you through the water. And the green grass, of course, puts that resonant energy of chlorophyll 528 into the water, which your body is mostly water. It goes right through your heels and into your body and blesses you homeopathically. You literally vibrate in that frequency of love grounded to the earth. Well, you know, when the missionaries came to Hawaii, among the atrocities that they conducted, they made the Hawaiians wear shoes. Today we're walking around with rubber shoes so that we're really insulated against getting that magnificent grounding. That's why it feels so great when you walk on the beach barefoot. you know, or walk in the ocean. You get grounded incredibly, or even in the grass. And so that was stopped by the missionaries that came from Europe to enslave the Hawaiian people ultimately and take over their properties. And so this, they actually did that by incredibly planting prickly types of grasses, like weed grasses that grew thorns, so that when the Hawaiians would walk, they could no longer walk in peace and joy and gratitude. They then were stuck painfully, so that they had to wear shoes, sandals, and whatnot. So that's the, you know, ye shall know them by the fruit, says the Bible. What kind of fruit is that of for that labor? It's not particularly pleasant, sweet, and endearing. So we've got to really take a look at what's happening, and that's what the folks in Hawaii are doing and did this past weekend.
Yeah, it was a really great gathering of people, and it was interesting because one of the Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Hawaii's wife, her brother is converted to Judaism. So there was Star of David, Israeli yeah. flags hanging up with the Star of David on them, and what was interesting, there was a big menorah as well on the property.
And no, I'm sure that the powers that are be at work with COINTELPRO, Dr. Truott and company, Timothy Patrick White, these gross Jew haters and Israel haters, they are going to use that because we're going to be working on a documentary for the Kingdom of Hawaii. They're going to attempt to use that to claim that the Kingdom of Hawaii's emergence to sovereignty and restoration of the government, the legal government. You know, if you go back in history, you know that the American government came in an armed assault, made the queen relinquish the property back in the late 1800s. And so this is where the apology by President Clinton came in a few years ago, saying we apologize. Well, if you really apologize, you know, I always tell people that if I hurt you, then tell me I've hurt you, and then I have to ask, I'm compelled to ask, how can I make it up to you? That's most important. So the Hawaiian people have been saying how you can make it up to us is by giving us our rights and our freedom and our capacity to self-govern. Well, instead of that, they give them the Akaka bill that's stalled in a legislature. And ultimately, it's not even good anyway, because if they sign it, the thing basically forfeits all the property.
Yeah, so, it forfeits their land. Like, basically what the Akaka bill says is, we will give you your own government, but you will give us the land. Because in reality, the land was never signed over to the American government. It still is owned by the Hawaiians, by the Hawaiian government. And so what's interesting is they're trying to sneakily get that land away from the Hawaiians through this Akaka bill, which a lot of people don't understand how it works. And they want their land back. I mean,
not just the land back. They want to be able to self-govern, and they want to be able to self-enterprise. You have to understand that the Native Hawaiians, there are only now about 8,000 Native Hawaiians left on all the Hawaiian islands, down from clearly 500,000 plus. So this is a hideous genocide that has occurred, and all that they're really asking for here and advancing according to international laws and international treaties and election, that everyone listening, if you know anyone Hawaiian, they have got to register. That's a Kanaka Moli, that's a native Hawaiian with some blood from the original Hawaiian people. If they have that, they are encouraged heavily to sign up and register to vote as a citizen. You're automatically allowed to be a citizen of the Kingdom of Hawaii. For those of us who want to escape America, and that's what's really interesting, today I got an email from David Dees. Many of you will know David Dees's brilliant art. His work is really all over the internet. It's used by all freedom fighters virtually worldwide.
Political art, right.
Political art. It's brilliant. And I mean, the only thing that I sent David a blessing today, because he's actually in Sweden, his letter said, attempting to immigrate into Sweden and leave America. I guess a lot of people are doing that now. I know Sherry and I have the opportunity also to do the same, and as I'm now mentioning, that's what you are also encouraged to do if you are somebody who is already living as an American citizen in Hawaii, or you have connections over here in Hawaii as an American citizen living on the mainland. We call it the Mad Land, that you have to simply relinquish your citizenship and then basically take some simple educational programs as you would when you would become an immigrant to the United States. You'd have to read and learn about the Kingdom of Hawaii, learn the laws, and then once you do, you'll understand the beautiful place that these folks are coming from. It's the Aloha spirit, and a lot of this weekend's efforts and dialogue was in relation to the Aloha spirit and what the mission is of the emerging restored Kingdom of Hawaii.
I also want to clarify that there are other Hawaiian governments that have formed. The one that actually we are involved with is the only Hawaiian government that's attempting to be formed that follows the international and national treaties and laws of all the of all those other nations. So they're really following the protocol of getting speaking the language and having the laws. And they're not like the others, other ones that are actually conducted by the
CIA, COINTELPRO operations, again, infiltrations, again, to try to disturb the whole advancement of this restoration of the kingdom.
And what they do is they how they operate and how they discredit the kingdom is, I'll give you an example. They will influence a Hawaiian group to invade the Queen's palace, for instance, and say, I'm taking over the palace. I want to know where the throne is. I'm taking it over now. And that's how basically what they do. You know, they act like they're barbaric, and it discredits all the other governments, especially the government that we are involved with. It's actually following the laws. It's not going in and rushing into the palace not creating these weird groups.
So just like there's out there, there's COINTELPRO, agent provocateurs that infiltrated the 9/11 truth movement. They infiltrated the Patriot movement and the Christian movements. They have virtually every grassroots movement, including the environmental movement, has been infiltrated by agent provocateurs that keep everybody befuddled and divided. Well, that's what happened in the over the last decade in Hawaii with the emergence of the legal, lawful Kingdom of Hawaii that is currently engaged in administering an election this coming November.
The reinstated Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yeah, it'll be then called the Kingdom of Hawaii. It won't even be called the governments or the reinstated. It'll just be called the Kingdom of Hawaii eventually after the election and after the international decree of recognition by the United Nations to the restoration of the kingdom. That's very exciting news, but that's also something that the COINTELPRO and powers that be don't want because of their simple, like we talked about, genocidal orientation. They'd rather enslave everybody and everything most profitably and control populations most effectively, primarily through the propaganda and the distortions that they render through the media. So this, again, is something that you'll have to be aware of, that over the next several months, as the fruition of this 10-year process for the a legitimate, righteous Kingdom of Hawaii's reemergence from all of this craziness and all of the infiltrations, that then you'll have the opportunity to celebrate with the kingdom the restoration, and it's, again, bringing justice to this gem of an island in the middle of the Pacific.
And yeah, so we urge you all to at least look at it, and hopefully you can help us support the kingdom, because that's really what we're working on, is working a documentary and putting.
Yeah, we've got a documentary happening. So we got some film footage this weekend, and it was a pleasure spending time with Henry Noah, who is the prime minister-elect, and there was a number of other wonderful people that we had spent time with. And they look forward to your prayers. They also request that everyone pray out there for the restoration of this kingdom. Again, you know, you're talking about a whole wonderful race, a culture of people that needs to be restored, sustained, and helped as much as possible, in my opinion.
Yep. They definitely need support. Anyway, we only have about 3 minutes left. So do we have any more news to tell everybody out there?
Yeah, well, there is. There's going to be news that's continually breaking. We've got also, if you haven't listened to the Coast to Coast interview that I did with George Norrie about a week ago on the E. coli, you can go follow the link at drlenhorowitz.com. That's my official website. Also, give the folks at Healthy World Store a call. Tell them how much you appreciate them and how much you enjoy the products. Order a bottle of OxySilver. Boy, that's a good investment these days. A lot of people also are writing in that they really appreciate Liquid Dentist. So give them a call at the following toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. There's toll-free 888-508-4787. And folks, if you would be so kind, pray for us too. We ask for special blessings of enabling our hearts and our minds, as well as our pens and our media, to expose the darkness with the light of love. And we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for blessing everybody with that prayer power and the faith that turns on that incredible flow of your divine juice and your divine spirit, your Holy Spirit for healing and restoration. Ideally, we should all be in the kingdom of heaven. So as we celebrate Kingdom of Hawaii's emergence, let's also pray for the protection of the Prime Minister, his staff, and other legislators now that have been identified, and also those of us who serve you folks and you, Creator, praise you for the protection that you administer. Thanks for your prayers. Next week again, on the Inside Hour, we'll bring you up to date on what happened during the week. I'm sure it will be eventful. Much love from Hawaii. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kay. Thank you for joining us.